First of all, explain to me your reaction today to the state deciding to dump the current health exchange.
Well, I think the decision to switch to the Connecticut health exchange was the right answer. The Maryland health exchange clearly wasn't working, and it was negatively affected Marylanders. And I'd been pushing for this for some time. I actually wanted the state to switch to the federal exchange about 3 or 4 months ago, but they didn't do it. And as a result, about 100,000 Marylanders didn't get health care that they would have otherwise. So I think they're finally kind of owning up to the problem, and I think it's the right answer.
Who do you blame for this problem? Do you blame the health department? Do you blame the exchange? Who do you blame?
Well, you ultimately have to blame, the state government and the administration, because they were the people responsible for this.
We've learned that the state is going to try to get the federal government to pick up the tab to switching to the Connecticut exchange. Do you think that's fair? And what do you make of all the money that they've spent already developing the current website?
Well, look, they spent a couple $100 million building the website, and it didn't work. So they wasted that money, which, you know, in and of itself is a tragedy. If you think about how that money could have been used in the state and for other purposes in a much more productive manner. You know, I don't know the details about whether the federal government's in a position or would be willing to pay for the transition. So I can't really comment on that. But I can say that spending a couple $100 million to build a website that doesn't work is a, you know, catastrophic waste of taxpayer money.
Are you concerned about the number of people who've signed up from the beginning? It seems like a lot of people have signed up, are enrolled in Medicaid and not in private plans, which is where this was supposed to go in the beginning. Are you concerned about that?
Well, look, the state had two goals. It had a Medicaid goal, and as you know, as part of the Affordable Care Act, the federal government provided additional resources to state Medicaid programs to expand Medicaid enrollment, which is something I'm very supportive of. And which something Maryland implemented, and we had very good Medicaid enrollment. But there was also, and this is really the key part of the Affordable Care Act, which is the individual mandate component, where people who were uninsured or individually insured could sign up for exchanges and have the opportunity to get health care at a reasonable price. And that was really the key kind of element of the Affordable Care Act in many respects. And Maryland had a goal of 150,000 enrollees in private insurance through this individual mandate component. And they achieved an actual number of 50,000. So they achieved about a third of their goal. And as we know, the federal government actually exceeded their goal, and most of the states in the country exceeded their goal. So as it relates to what I consider to the kind of the key component of the Affordable Care Act, I think Maryland came up very, very short.
Where do you want to see this go from here, and are you confident that the new plan works? The other question I think some people may have, even though the system in Connecticut may be working now, what happens 3 months from now if the system still is not working?
Well, look, I think as it relates to these systems, there's kind of two questions. One, is the fundamental kind of architecture solid? And two, are the applications, in other words, how it was rolled out, appropriate? And if you think about the federal website got off to a really bad start, as we all know. But at its core, it was a well-designed system that had kind of a bad rollout and bad applications, where they were able to fix that in the first 30 days. The Maryland site, at its core, was poorly designed. It had bad architecture. It really never worked. They were never able to fix it. My sense is that the Connecticut website has, in fact, been well-designed and has been proven to work. The state of Connecticut exceeded its goal quite significantly, actually. So I'm not that worried about the Connecticut website, which I think was built by the Deloitte firm. I'm not actually that worried about that working in the long term because I think it's proven to work. The issue was Maryland's site was never really a functional site, and it never really worked. So the state had to make a change. We were advocating about 3 or 4 months ago that the state switch to the federal site, which the federal government offered to the state. In other words, the federal government said, we'll make our site available to the state to use. And it's clear that the federal government site, once it was fixed, which took about 30 days, really did work to a high standard. And if the state would have done that, I think we would have had another 100,000 people enrolled in healthcare in Maryland. But they stubbornly stuck with their site, even though the data was clear that it didn't work. And now they're switching to the Connecticut site. But to your question, I do think the Connecticut site has been proven to work. And I suspect it'll be a good solution for Maryland.
So too late to the table with this one.
I'm just saying it again.
So it's too late to the table with this one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's too late for the 100,000 people. I mean, again, Maryland's goal for private healthcare enrollment was 150,000 people. and we achieved 50,000. So we hit about a third of our goal. And again, as we saw today, the federal government exceeded its goal. Its goal was 7 million. We had 7.1 million. Places like Connecticut, I think, did 164% of their goal, and a whole bunch of other states in the country exceeded their goal. So, you know, Maryland either was last or next to last in terms of performance against its goal. And that's unfortunate for those 100,000 people, you know, who really could have received health care but didn't. And they didn't because I think the state stuck with this system way too long.
All right, Congressman John Delaney, thanks for your input and thanks for joining us here on WBAI.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.